Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, TGIF, Friday the 13th edition. Bad news, fancy brand, my wife's got sort of car troubles, hit a piece of lumber on the interstate south of Stevens Point, driving back from a convention. So, at the top of the 5 o'clock hour, I got to go duck and pick up a kid, and Dominic's going to join with Maggie Dawn from the Shaw, right there where you're at. So we're going to make it all work. And, you know, I'll join a little bit later in the hour when kids are delivered where they need to go. Sorry about the late interruption to the schedule.
But I'm glad everybody's okay.
Well, everyone's okay except the car. Bill Press, what a fine guest. Glad he's back from Europe and back on the Devil's Advocates where he belongs. And I'm already texting him. I shared some of the messaging I shared with Bill Press. I think we got to put a Bill Press show together. Maybe, you know, co-book him with the comedian and we'll do a live event and I'll get up on the stage. I'll set him up. I'll tee him up and the Bill can just, you know, knock him down.
I think that'd be a great
idea. Improve your lie, Bill. Winner rules.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to play.
So anyways, I think we'd have a hell of a good time. And we have, I think the last time Bill Press came to town was like 2014. And we're still telling stories about it. The 420 that we had with Bill Press, he's still telling stories about it. So anyways, we're going to make that a reality between now and Election Day. Because Tony needs Bill Press on that wall partying with the Devil's Advocates. We'll make a live show out of it.
I think it's a necessity for sure.
Buddy, next Tuesday, got a big live show. The first epic rager of the summer. Going down to Hawks Finest. As far as I'm concerned, they're all quite fine. But Hawk's finest neighborhood bar, the Jade Monkey, that funky monkey. And I know you've got a moving schedule yourself, Fancy Brand, but I better see you at the party at some point.
I cannot promise that I will be there at the time that you want me there, but I will do everything I can to be so.
Going and getting Chicago Hollywood famous, are you?
Well, I booked a commercial. They're going to do some wardrobe that day, and I don't know if you've seen me. I'm a lot of person to cover, so.
But like a burlap sack and a belt doesn't pull it off?
For whatever reason, they want to put me in like 5 or 6 layers with like 6 coats. I don't know why I have to wear 2 coats sometimes, but they like layers on me, the sweatiest person there.
Layer them up. Coming up later in this hour, we're layering up this, larding up this fine show with great guests. We had Bill Press. We got James Santel, former U.S. attorney, joining at 4:30. That's like 20 minutes from now. I think James also coming down to the Shaw's, joining you, Fancy Brian.
I am prepared for James's arrival.
And then, as mentioned, the aforementioned Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, Maggie Dawn, and the aforementioned little buddy of mine, Dom's going to take the helm at 5, and I'll be back before you know it. A little time thereafter in the happy hour. So it's going to be a big show. And this hour, I'm got a national topic, but a local spin on it. Local columnist Dave Zweifel from the Cap Times here in Madison. Tucker Carlson, just another in a long line of sleazy demagogues. And he makes some local references. So, you know, I like how he mixed the national and the local. Lead local, they say. Or Packers, if you can. But local's always good. Last week's incredible New York Times 2-part series examining what makes Foxy News' Tucker Carlson rhymes with Tucker tick was a reminder that the country has been down this road before. It seems that every few decades, some charlatan captures the favor of a sizable chunk of the population and leads them to demonize the other sizable chunk that rightfully resists the demagoguery. Back in the 1930s, a Catholic priest by the name of Charles Coughlin was the first to take advantage of the then new medium. The new medium known as radio. You know, radio has been around 100 years, folks. Broadcasting a weekly service that was picked up by CBS Radio and grew into an audience once estimated at over 30 million Americans. I mean, that's nearly as big as our footprint.
Almost.
Initially a backer of Franklin Roosevelt, Coughlin became increasingly critical of the president and soon was launching a weekly tirade of anti-Semitic themes. By the 1930s, the priest's rhetoric became increasingly filled with attack on Jews. By the summer of 38, he published a version of what was known as the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. National Public Radio characterized it as a virulently anti-Semitic piece of propaganda that had originated in Russia at the turn of the century. Are we seeing any parallels here? But I'll just read on. The Protocols accused Jews of planning to seize control of the world, accusations that horrified America's Jewish leaders, especially as Hitler was rising to power in Germany. But because he presented himself as a champion of the poor, a foe of big business, and critical of the federal indifference in the face of widespread economic distress, Coughlin spoke to the hopes and fears of lower middle class Americans throughout the country. Years later, NPR reported that a supporter remembered the excitement of attending one of the priest rallies. When he spoke, it was a thrill, like Hitler. And the magnetism was uncanny. It was so intoxicating. There's no use saying what he talked about. Perhaps Coughlin's most outrageous claim was the broadcast following the infamous Kristallnacht attack on Jews in German-controlled territory in November of 1938. He began his program by asking, "Why is there prosecution in Germany today?" He went on to explain Jewish prosecution only followed after Christians were first prosecuted. When a New York radio station refused to broadcast Coughlin's next program, many commentators complained that America wasn't being allowed to hear the truth. Again, do you hear the parallels here, folks? I'm reading from Dave Zweifel at the Cap Times. But the Father Coughlin, you know, the populist message kind of reminds you of maybe Trump a little bit, a little bit. World War II and the questions he asked, don't they remind you just a little bit of rhymes with Tucker? World War II, the revelation of Hitler's atrocities effectively curtailed the priest's popularity. But it was only about 20 years later that another demagogue burst on the scene. Wisconsin's very own Joe McCarthy, again capturing the imagination and the indignation of countless Americans. This time, it wasn't Jews, but communists, I tell you, or so-called communists. They had infiltrated the government, were busy spreading propaganda in the movies, and were even in key positions in the military. Soon, Americans became afraid to speak out, afraid that they'd be labeled a red and fired from their jobs or tossed out of a university. The Red Scare, you recall. Well, you weren't alive then, Fancy Brian. But history tells us that's a bad thing. Once again, Dave Zweifel points out, countless lives were ruined by a man who spread lies, but curried favor from Americans willing to believe the worst, even when there was no evidence. Now it's starting to sound like Gableman. Years later, demagogues like Pat Buchanan, another Jew-baiter and skeptic of the Holocaust, commanded attention and drew significant support. But the demagogues of the past pale when compared to Tucker Carlson, rhymes with Tucker, who is, as the Time puts it, stoking white fear to conquer cable news. Here's a quote. "He has become the preeminent champion of Americans who feel most threatened by the rising power of the black and the brown citizens," the paper noted while tracing how Carlson has become the most watched face on cable TV. Number one in cable news. Rhymes with Tucker Carlson. Again, a quote. "Mr. Carlson has become the most visible and voluble defender of those who violently stormed the U.S. Capitol to keep Trump in office, playing down the presence of white nationalists in the crowd and claiming the attack barely rates as a footnote, the report noted. It goes on. In February, as Western pundits and politicians lined up to condemn the Russian President Vladimir Putin for impending invasion of Ukraine, Carlson invited his viewers to shift focus back to the true enemy at home. Why do I hate Putin so much? Has Putin ever called me a racist? Tucker rhymes with Tucker asked. Has he threatened to get me fired for disagreeing with him? You know, because those are Tucker's first world problems. The Times noted that Carlson was roundly labeled as an apologist and a Putin cheerleader, only to press ahead with segments that parroted Russian talking points and promoted Kremlin propaganda about purported Ukrainian bioweapon labs. Did that hurt him? No. His viewership actually expanded. The report concluded that Carlson has actually become the leader of Trumpism without Donald Trump, suggesting that Carlson has become the ex-president's successor. But Dave Zweifel brings us the good news. But you're going to have to come back. If you want the good news, there's good news. He concludes with good news. And I will conclude this thought with good news. You know, it can't just be Friday grievances, although yours are certainly welcome here. Dial us up, 844-967-2789. Reading a little piece, soon to be completed, from Dave Zweifel at the Cap Times. Tucker rhymes with Tucker Carlson. You know, sort of a demagogue's demagogue. He's got a big old platform, the biggest platform in cable news. And he's talking about what? White replacement theory. You know, they're open borders to dilute the white votes, the only votes that count, the only votes that matter. And the brown and the black people, well, they're what ills America. And it's going on day after day, night after night. Foxy News. But Zweifel. We'll lay the good news on you. I'll share it with you. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. It's a TGI Friday the 13th edition. Swaying through the symphony.
Swaying through the symphony of destruction. This is a country where the average person is getting poorer, where the suicide rate is spiking.
You know what my number one fear is?
Beautiful places are always in danger of being overrun by the worst people. Ask anyone who grew up in Aspen.
Are you Roman Catholic? Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you can't come.
You got to be honest about what it means to lead a country. It means killing people.